ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Thoughtscape, exploring the mind. I am your host Tisha and I am thrilled to have you today with me. In today's episode, I am going to talk about all the lies we all believe in and what we say even if they are not really the truth. There are so much of lies we all believe in and let us train us. This episode is all about the bunch of hurtful lies and one important truth. Do you guys have any idea what the truth could be? You and only you are ultimately responsible for who you become and how happy you are. Your life is up to you. The way you want to live up your life, the things you want to do, the people you want to talk to, it's all up to you and it's all your choice. But that truth will never be believable if you don't understand the lies that get it in the way. It is very important to understand that you choose your own happiness and you have the control of your own life. You have to grasp it with both hands and put it on the bulletin board as a reminder. But do you think that's the only thing? You also need to identify and systematically destroy every lie that you have ever told yourself in your whole life. If you want to go somewhere new, you need to know where you are right now. The self-awareness that comes from truly digging into what you have come to believe about who you are is invaluable. Have you ever came across a time when you thought that you are not good enough, or that you are not worthy, or that you are not unlovable, that you are a bad person, or that you don't have a perfect body? For a matter of fact, they are all lies. All these lies are perpetuated by the society or the media or your friends and families. These lies could be dangerous and devastating to our sense of worth and our ability to function. The most sinister thing about those lies is that we rarely hear them. It's not like we listen to them once or twice a year. We hear them so often that they have captured our subconscious mind. They have been playing so loud in our ears for so long that they have become white noise. We have got hurt so badly that we are now used to all those things. Once we start recognizing all these lies about ourselves, we start growing into a better person. When we start identifying our control of conquering them, then we can utterly change our trajectory. That's why you have to be completely you. If you are feeling sad, then it's okay. You don't have to pretend or think that you are not worthy enough. You are enough. You are the best version of yourself. You are good at heart. You will eventually heal from all your sadness, but if you keep on thinking that you are not worthy of anything, then you would be stuck on all your things. You won't be able to get out of that loop ever again in your life. You know, life is too short to regret about things and feel sad about yourself. You have to let all the people bark who let you down. You can do anything you want to achieve in your life. You should not cling on all those bad memories. You are strong and courageous, and most importantly, you are a fighter. You can fight from all those negative thoughts that you are thinking of. You can get a chance to live and life will keep on passing by. You don't have to waste time thinking about others. You need to stop beating yourself up and stop letting others to do it too. Stop accepting less than you deserve. Stop trying to impress people. Stop trying to buy expensive things you can't afford just to impress. Stop abusing your body and your mind. Just stop it. Just get off that never-ending track. Your life is supposed to be a journey from one unique place to another. It's not supposed to be a merry-go-round that brings you back at the exact same place again and again. But is it going to be hard? Absolutely yes. Will things change overnight? Not at all. This is going to be a lifelong process. You will try things and techniques, and while some of them will feel okay, some of them will feel like garbage. Actually, most of them will feel like garbage. But you will wake up again tomorrow and do all the things a nice way like you did for all these years. And sometimes you might fail, but you will get up again and again. You need to believe in yourself and you need to keep working on yourself. All those lies will get clubbed in your mind and drain you out. But what are those lies? The first lie that we all believe in is that someone else will make you happy. Whenever we are sad or upset, we all expect someone to lift up our mood. But why can't we lift up our mood on our own? We all can practice self-love. I know, it's not that easy for anyone when we are going through terrible experiences. But we all can buy chocolates and go to a spa or massage or to a pretty cafe and eat. But we all don't want to be self-capable. We all expect someone else will come and make us happy. Has it ever happened to you that you are feeling sad and you want to talk to that one specific person, but that one person is not available at that moment? That person is just so busy that he doesn't even see that you need him. You will even get more devastated. This same thing happened with me. I got into a very bad fight with someone and I wanted to talk to my best friend, but all I got was more heartbroken. Maybe he's not even aware that I needed him and he must be busy somewhere, or he might be talking to someone else. But in that exact same moment, I didn't knew anything and neither did I want to understand anything. I just wanted to talk to him and he wasn't available for me. I got disheartened, but at the end, I knew that no one else can make you happy. Whenever you need that one person in your life, he won't be available for you and it's completely okay. You can deal with your struggle on your own. You have to deal with your struggle on your own. You can deal with it. You have to be transparent about everything. Even if you are unhappy, say it out loud. It doesn't mean that you are depressed or something, but here it means that you are discontented, unsettled, frustrated, angry, or any number of emotions that make you hide from your life. I believe that you need to give time to yourself whenever you feel unhappy. You need to stop comparing yourself with other people. In fact, I stopped comparing myself with anyone else in the world. You can just be you. The only one you need to be better than is the one you were yesterday. You can figure out what makes you happy and do all those things. You might think that it's an obvious thing and anyone in the world could do it, but at the end, only a very few people can intentionally choose the things that bring them joy. You are the in charge of your own life, and there's no one thing in that you are not allowing to be there. Just sit and think about it. The second lie we all believe in is that I am not good enough. Whenever we score good marks in a test, everyone praises us. Whenever you are succeeded, you got praised by everyone around you. You get all the attention and love from your friends and family. You get all that confidence built up in yourself. But the moment everyone stops, it all vanishes and you are back at the exact same moment where you were 30 minutes ago. In order to get praised and loved, you need to produce something. You need to prove yourself hard enough. But whenever you fail, you don't get anything except criticism. You are alone at the time and you need to figure out your things on your own. No one is coming to rescue you and telling you that all the things that are needed to be done to get back up. I am sure we all have gone through that moment once in our life. At that exact moment, all the thought, I am not good enough, or why was I even born in this life? Even after working so hard for myself, I didn't even got the reward. Somewhere, someone might have made us feel bad about ourselves. At that moment, we don't understand anything instead of keep on being hard on ourselves. When we need to love ourselves the most, we end up hating ourselves. No matter how much we are capable of or how much efforts we did to stand where we are right now, it's just all vanished in 1 second. We are all over the place. We feel like we are incapable of everything and we are just of no use. But from this experience, you need to learn. You need to learn to grow. And you won't be learning it in one moment. Learning is an ongoing process. Like any other lifelong behavior, you constantly have to fight for yourself. God has made you out for a purpose. You are not useless. You will win over all the things that are holding you back. You are brave enough to face all the hurdles in your life. You are the best version of yourself. You are good at everything you want to do. You just need to believe in yourself and do all the little bundles of joys that are helping you to grow. The third lie that we all say is, I will never get past this. Since I'm talking about all the hard things that we go through and conquered in this stretch of life, there is always that one thing that we thought we could never overcome in life. Anyone who has ever been through something truly traumatic, regardless of how the repercussions have manifested, deserve to hear that they are not alone. When I say trauma, it's not that something really bad or hard has happened. There are many types of traumas. Big trauma, small trauma, childhood trauma, adult trauma, or anything it could be. We all belong to that club we never asked to join. We all find solidarity in numbers in hearing other people's story. Because of these certain things, people even take their lives just at a young age. Some of us might even go through nightmares or crippling fear. For a few years, they are not even able to sleep properly. No one can ever understand the pain that you are going through. It's just that you in the process and you have to deal with it alone and all by yourself. Sometimes you may not even find a way to get out of that horrifying past, but you are still here, which means that you are meant to be here in that exact moment even after that traumatic experience. You are strong enough to deal with it. You are in the exact moment because you overcome your trauma with each passing day. You didn't let that nightmare scare the shit out of you. You are here because you didn't allow the hard time to make you weak. You are trying hard to make yourself stronger. With that willpower, you can deal with anything. You can get past anything you ever wanted in your life. Just believe that everything happens for a reason, but at that moment, we all think, what good this will bring in my life. What I think is, everything doesn't happen for a reason. You need to find a purpose for it, even if no explanation is given to you. You can let go of everything that is making your life difficult. Start believing in yourself and you can let go of anything. So here we come to an end for this episode. There are a few more lies that I wanted to talk about, which I will continue in my next part. Stay tuned and make sure to hit the subscribe icon so you never miss on an episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode and understand the concept behind it. Somewhere, we all lie to ourselves, but we all need to stop that and start telling the truth, no matter how hard it could be. So remember that you don't have to lie to yourself. Till then, goodbye, take care, bye-bye.